Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the packet pushers as a result of vendor briefings, industry research, or some commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 22nd of November, 2019. Today I'm looking at Forescout after receiving a briefing during the Tech Field Day 20 event. Now, Forescout has been a network access control company that's been around for quite some time, and it's been pretty successful in what I think is large US companies. I think I've seen a whole lot about it over the years. It's pretty large. They claim they have 1,200 staff with 400 engineers and 3,500 customers. So I'm kind of surprised I haven't seen it before. But let's go into what we think are the key features now. They're talking about an agentless, non-disruptive to endpoints by using the network as a source of truth. So what they do is use flow engines, network taps, packet captures, sensors, and the polling of devices. So you can poll the endpoints like Windows using WMI or SSH into Linux or a range of sort of available tools. You pull SNMP data where it's available and so on and so on. And by collecting up to 20 different methods or techniques of data collection, they believe that they can get 100% visibility of exactly what's happening in the network. This leads to a real-time discovery tool that's constantly analyzing data coming out of the network. It goes and collects it and then it supports it and does on-premise data analysis. And this leads to sort of like a continuous posture assessment of what you're at. It knows what traffic's going on. It knows where the traffic's going from and to. Because of the way this works, non-disruptive, non-intrusive. They believe that it operates at scale, and they claim that they can reach up to 2 million endpoints or devices in their infrastructure, which is quite large. Often companies that are just entering into this sort of data analytics space really struggle to scale, and they seem to have solved that already. The way they do a network access control is not the way you think. It doesn't involve authentication or a door, a policy where you hit a login wall or something like that. This is talking about discovering unknown devices on the network and then putting policies into the devices in the network to prevent them from going anywhere. So your segmentation is your existing segmentation, your existing products in the network. It's talking about routers and switches with filters and ACLs in them and firewall rules. It's not through authentication, but it's through enforcement in the network. By analyzing the data, they could find out-of-date systems. In some way, they believe that they can analyze the data and say, this system's out of date or doesn't match our current profile. Maybe by scanning the system itself using fingerprinting techniques, endpoint fingerprinting is probably the way I suspect it would work. Because they need to collect a lot of data, which is sort of foundational to this approach, you must have control of the network and the ability to deploy taps, flow agents, and collectors. So if you want to get high levels of visibility, you need to maybe supplement what you've got there by putting sensors or taps in there. Or you might be able to use the existing devices. So if you've got a firewall or a router that's ejecting flow records, that might be enough. So there is some work you've got to do. It's not invisible. But the important part, perhaps, is the fact that it doesn't need you to throw everything out and start again. A lot of vendors who are into this micro-segmentation in the network in this style, they want you to replace all of your switches and all of your firewalls and then just spend all this money. And Forescout saying, no, we can work with your existing strategy and start to move you towards a micro-segmentation policy going forward. And so I think this is actually quite useful for a lot of people who are sitting on top of, you know, very large networks or substantial amounts of network infrastructure that nobody's planning to throw away. And you can put this in and start the process of getting visibility on the top of it, which is not something I've normally seen in the market. Most companies think it's better business for them if they make you throw everything out and sell you new hardware, which, to be fair, it probably is. Forescout's also producing a newer product called iControl. One of the things that I've talked about here is that although it can get the visibility in the data analytics and then inform you about what's happening, they have a newer product called iControl, which will deploy the configuration changes to the network for certain cases. Now, from what I got from the briefing, this seems to be in the early stages. And I suspect that up until recently, the idea of a piece of software configuring the network for certain types of organizations was not possible or not to be permitted. But now that SDN's become much more accepted, I suspect customers will expect this functionality and want this functionality and probably to deploy it. So there is a loop here to go from visibility to enforcement. But maybe you need to talk to Forescout to find out more. I felt a couple of things were missing. They weren't doing authentication. I think increasingly authentication is key to the network. They may be able to work with third parties, which I think they will do. They do have the capability to build out APIs. They are integrating with some third-party tools. But I still sort of feel that you should have authentication in your campus and your wireless, and that would be a valuable addition. Because the visibility is derived from analytics, you're limited to where your control points are in the network. Now, you probably have them, you know, like routers at branch networks, firewalls at certain points in the network. You've got chassis-based switches in different parts of your campus LAN. The question here is going to be, can you bring this together into something coherent? And that would be useful. If you've got a brand of switches in this campus and that brand of firewall over there, and you've got different divisions of a company, or if you're a government with multiple departments all with different funding or purchasing strategies, this could be a very useful product to layer over the top. This approach of basically using what's available and doing the data analytics is quite different to what we've seen, say, Cisco and Aruba do. Cisco comes in with their SD access and wants you to pave over the network, replace it all with their new switches, sign up for long-term licensing agreements, and then start to work with their brand new shiny technology, sort of forcing you to, you know, bomb your entire network and start from scratch. I also think it's different from Aruba's ClearPass, which is very much an authentication engine. They really haven't gotten down into the micro-segmentation part yet, unless I'm missing something. So I like the idea that there's an option here for certain types of customers. So the three things that I thought you might want as takeaways: Forescout uses existing technology and requires no upgrades, although it might work better with some. It doesn't change the user experience or endpoints in the network, so you can just keep going with the way you are. It starts to collect the data and starts telling you about what's in your network, and then you can start putting rules in the network to lock down the access controls. And then three, it provides the information so that your existing processes can handle the change. So what I mean is, once the visibility is there telling you what's happening in the network, you then feed the firewall rule changes or the configuration changes to the network into your change control system if that's what's needed, or hand over job by job so that you can use your existing one. You don't have to re-engineer the company to make the most of this. If that works for you, then Forescout might be worth a closer look. I'm Greg Farrow. Thanks for listening. And if you like this, maybe you want to check out packetpushers.net and find out a lot more about what we do there.